And you can cook it fried or you can just eat it boiled.
Yeah.
Of course, that same hominy is made into tortillas, corn tortillas.
Yeah.
That you make enchiladas out of.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what it's made from.
Yum.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good.
Do you find many much Spanish food up around Dallas?
Oh, not too much. We've got two or three. Well, actually, there's two good Spanish restaurants. Yeah, there's one in Dallas, I forgot the name of it, but there's the best one is in Fort Worth.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's right across the way there, it's called Joe T. Garcia's.
Uh-huh.
And, oh, they have the world's best Mexican food. Oh, I love it. Well, I don't know, they've got places here, though, they're just as good.
Yeah, they got some pretty nice places, they tell me, right here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's what I hear. I haven't been very many of them, but I have a friend who's from here.
Uh-huh.
And she says there are two or three places that are as good as
Joe
T's in Fort Worth.
Well, see, this is what you might say is practically a Spanish town, you know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, starting on the west side, you got the street name, you got the Spanish street names, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Zazamora and Calaveras and Nevada and,
mm-hmm.
and Trinity and Sabinas. Camel, you know, all Spanish names over there. Medina, Ruiz, Mort,
yeah.
On the west side.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What do you call that food that's the staple food of like the Chinese and Japanese and the Vietnamese and people like that?
Rice.
Okay. What do you call, non-taxpayed alcoholic beverages, you know, like you might make at home? Illegally?
Homebrew.
Okay. Anything else you might call?
That's about it. Homebrew or beer.
Okay. But is there anything you might call it if it was real strong and maybe made under not very sanitary conditions?
You mean the same
yeah.
same beer or
yeah.
some other drink?
Homebrew. Homebrew. Just real strong.
No, I don't know what you call it, but...
Okay.
Uh-uh.
You ever had any?
Yeah.
I've never had any.
My daddy used to make it when I was a kid.
No kidding.
And I smelled it, but I think I just about tasted it, about all. I wouldn't drink nothing.
Yeah.
You know, to even know what it really tastes like.
Yeah.
And so when I went to San Francisco in 58, I went downtown to get a haircut, and I don't know where they found it, but somebody was making homebrew. And they come in the barbershop, and they had a fella asked me if I wanted a drink. I told him, no. Because if brother, let me tell you, if you get a hold of that stuff and it ain't just right, it is bad on your stomach.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Mm. So now I was way downtown now, and I wasn't nobody gonna drink none of that. So that's rough on your stomach, just like you done took cast oil.
Ugh.
I said,
That's all you needed.
Yeah, way down there.
Being a strange
town
and everything.
Uh-huh.
Say that something's cooking in it. And it makes a good impression on your nostrils, and you might say to somebody,
It sure smells good.
Okay. And you might say, just smell, or just
delicious.
Smell.
Delicious.
Would you say, just smell that, or just smell of that?
Just smell that.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Say, talking about syrup and molasses again, you know?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard of them called long sweetening and short sweetening?
Mm-mm. No, we did not.
You might say, this isn't imitation maple syrup. This is the real thing. It's genuine. Okay. If sugar, it used to be, sugar wasn't, you know, already packaged when you get it at the store, but they had to weigh it out of the barrel.
Yeah.
And that way you'd say it's sold in,
Sold in bags.
Okay, or any other way you might say that. They have to weigh it out, you know, when you come.
Yeah,
maybe you bring your own container.
Yeah, well, I remember that, but we used to get it, the man would put that in a paper bag and weigh it.
Yeah.
You could buy it in small amounts.
Yeah.